Be brief and to the point. I'm here to tell you a secret. You've probably heard that you should come up with a 30-second commercial or an elevator pitch. This is supposed to be a relatively short response to the question, "So what do you do for a living?" The idea is that when asked, you can give this little presentation and it will so intrigue people that they'll immediately ask to hear more about the fascinating world of software design, accounting, or whatever it is that you do. Do you want to know the real reason? It's to prevent you from boring the other person to death. I ran into a young gentleman several months ago at a networking event. Without prompting, he took it upon himself, for the next 45 minutes, to tell me in excruciating detail about his product, the reasons he built his product, who he would help with his product, why his product was the best on the market, how it differed from the other products like it, how long he had taken to develop his product, and apparently how his product was designed to allow him to continue talking without drawing a breath or leaving a conversational gap anywhere so that someone trapped into talking with him would find no escape, no rescue, and no hope. Okay, so maybe I'm exaggerating just a little, but not by much. So all I can say is, don't be that guy. Develop a brief response to the "what do you do" question. Maybe include a 10-word description of your product or service and a short mention of who you can help. Beyond that, just stop talking. If they want to know more, they can ask. Instead, the two of you can share more personal information about your interests and goals in life. They get to learn about you as a human being. Maybe you can set up a meeting for coffee later. Then, they'll not only learn about your business, but they'll be much more likely to look for ways to help you succeed in the future. And they won't have that glazed look in their eyes.